Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Activist Anecdotes, hosted by the Coastal Youth Climate Coalition.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Thomas, and joining me this week is...
Riley Stevenson. Happy to be here. How's life been going, Thomas?
Pretty good. The colors outside are starting to come. Nice shades of red and orange and yellow.
Yeah, and school's been good for you and everything?
So far, so good. A little strange with COVID, but getting through it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I'm really excited about this month because I'm really excited about our first official guest. So this month joining us is Anya Wright, who is a climate activist and also a self-professed climate nerd. She is a graduate of the College of the Atlantic. She is the one and only Maine Climate Council youth member, and currently she's working for Sierra Club. She's also a great human being and become a great friend of both myself and Thomas. So we are really excited to have you, Anya.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here. How are you guys doing?
Great, and even better, again, having you here today. So we have a few questions for you. Just kind of want to hear about, you know, your climate journey and how you got involved in this work and how it's all gone for you. So first question we have for you is, how did you get involved in climate activism?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm just like so honored and excited to be your first official guest. I just like love this idea, and I think that you guys are doing a really cool project with this. Let's see, how did I get involved in climate activism? I got involved back in high school, working with my climate action team at my high school, which was basically doing a lot of like recycling and kind of like that kind of vein of like climate action, more like tangible things. And then after I started working, or after I started going to school at College of the Atlantic up in Bar Harbor, I started learning more about like climate science and the history of climate change and how much climate change is just rooted in deep systems of injustice. And so I got really interested in climate justice work through going to College of the Atlantic. And basically just progressed from there. I really love working with other students and other young people, and that's how I got connected to our wonderful hosts, Riley and Thomas. We've all worked on some projects together. And so for the past year or two, I've been working in the state of Maine, as Riley mentioned, as the youth representative on the Maine Climate Council, and then also doing some various projects, working with Thomas, doing a climate emergency declaration in Bar Harbor, doing work with Riley on Maine Youth for Climate Justice and Maine strikes and things like that. So yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a long answer to how I got involved, but that is that.
And from high school till now, what so far has been your greatest success as a climate activist?
That's a really good question. And I feel like in general, it's like so important to ask that question, because as like climate activists, we focus so much on how like messed up the world is and how much we have to do, and we don't really focus on like the amazing work that we've all done. I think like a huge success is the climate emergency declaration that we passed, Thomas. I think like that was like a huge win, that felt really like inspiring to me. And for context, and Thomas, feel free to add, but we in the town of Bar Harbor, where Thomas and I were both living last year, some high school students that were involved at the high school eco team that Thomas was a part of, got connected with some students at College of the Atlantic, with the group Earth in Brackets, which I was a part of, and we decided that we wanted to do something on the town level. And I don't honestly really know how the like project got started, but we all just kind of ended up in the same room and decided that we wanted to pass some legislation through the town council to declare a climate emergency for the town of Bar Harbor. So what that ended up looking like was having a bunch of really awesome high school students testifying in front of the town council, and then passing this legislation that basically had the town of Bar Harbor declare a climate emergency, and then also established a task force for addressing the climate emergency at the town level. And that task force has been meeting ever since. So yeah, and Thomas, feel free to add anything about that experience or process.
Yeah, no, that I think also my greatest success as a climate activist so far. It's a great project.
Yeah, I've been so impressed with you guys getting all that done and all the amazing work happening on MTI in general. My town also tried as youth to pass a climate emergency declaration, and it went very poorly. So, which brings us to our next question, which is, what has been hardest about being a youth climate activist in Maine? I know I've certainly been met with pushback, and I know you feel the same way, and sort of what have those obstacles been, and how do you feel like that's shaped your time as an activist?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think in general, it's been a really amazing past 2 years of like having a lot of successes and having a lot of really amazing momentum at the youth climate level. And so I think like there are many more challenges to come as we start to grow and like ask for bigger things. And I think people are now realizing that like we're not just cute little kids that like want climate action. We're like radical teens who like are demanding climate justice, which is, I think, like an interesting transition that's happening in sort of like the public eye. But yeah, I think, I mean, in my own experience, I've certainly have had difficulties as a young person being like not taken seriously, especially in my work at the Climate Council. I like tend to worry how much I'm being taken seriously. And a lot of people will like thank me for my work on the Climate Council, but then I don't actually know if they're like going to implement what I ask, and if that makes sense. So yeah. And then I think too, there's a lot of like tokenizing that happens with youth climate activists. And oftentimes, like, or not often, but occasionally I've been on panels where like I don't really get that much time to speak, and I'm definitely just there so that they have like a youth voice. And that's been something that's been tricky. And then I think also too, just not being given the tools that I so desperately needed in my like public school education in order to like be a effective activist and an effective like critical thinker about these sorts of things. And I'm really grateful to have been able to find that in some of my college experience. And I'm grateful for like high school students like you, Riley, and Thomas, or I guess Thomas, you're not in high school anymore, but grateful for people like you that are really like taking that initiative. But I think there's just so many young people that like aren't being like added to this big momentum because of just like lack of public awareness about these issues. So yeah.
And to build on that, what brings you hope in the youth climate movement?
Yeah. Good question. I think I like to think a lot about like balancing hope and despair when we think about climate change, because I think there's like a need for both. And there's a need to like understand the true gravity of the situation and understand what dire circumstances we're in. But then there's also such a need to like have hope and to have joy and to have like things that you're visioning towards and that you're fighting for. And I think things that bring me joy working with other young people is that it's so much easier for young people to like be able to vision that amazing future that we're all fighting for. And also, I think young people are much more able to see the world for what it is, in more like black and white, like right and wrong, as opposed to adults that are really ingrained in all of these systems that we're a part of and who have a harder time, you know, grappling with the fact that a lot needs to change. So, I think basically just like the people that I work with every day inspire me. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I totally agree that I love working with other youth, and it's so refreshing to be around folks who are similarly, you know, like-minded and excited, and also struggle with some of that despair and the fact that it's our futures at stake, but that just means that everybody's so much more committed and so much more willing to fight for those solutions we need. And sort of on a similar note for you, what is the most interesting part of being involved in climate organizing?
That's a good question. I think the most interesting thing to me is like how much I learn on a daily, weekly, and like monthly basis. I think something that I really love about organizing and community organizing, which is some of the work that I'm doing now, is that, you're just always learning about different communities, learning about what different people need, learning about new climate science, learning about different ways to solve the climate crisis. There's just like so much information out there and so many like really good real solutions that need to be like used. And so, yeah, I think that's something that that feels really inspiring to me and also really like motivates me. I think like I'm never bored as a climate activist.
So moving on from that, earlier you mentioned fighting for a vision of the future. What is your suggestion for youth looking to get involved in this fight?
Yeah, I think one thing definitely is for youth that are old enough to vote, doing that. I think this is a huge election for our future, and everybody who can needs to vote. So that's one thing. But then I think too, getting involved in your own community is so important in solving the climate crisis. And I think there are a lot of amazing organizations in the state of Maine, like CYCC, like Maine Youth for Climate Justice, like Maine Environmental Change Makers. There are so many groups that are already doing amazing work, working on climate justice issues in the state. But then there's also a lot of towns and a lot of communities in the state that don't have any young people working on climate issues. And so I would just encourage young people to do some research about organizing, to reach out to me or people at CYCC to talk about what it takes to organize in their towns. And then I would also just suggest that a very tangible action moving forward is to sign on to this youth letter that is going to pressure the Maine Climate Council and the Maine government to have a really strong climate action plan. And this is a letter that was written by young people in Maine and is being signed on by young people all over the world and all over the nation. And so we really need as many signatures as we can get. So I will make sure that you guys have a link to that to put in the description of this podcast or wherever is best to disseminate that. But yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for that great advice, Anya. I think that one thing I've certainly been so struck by in being involved in this movement is just how truly welcoming and nice everyone is. I mean, I remember when I first was getting started, and honestly, you were someone I was pretty afraid of just because I'd heard so much about all the work you were doing, and you seemed like such an imposing and knowledgeable person. And then getting to meet you and getting to know you, realized that you have a lot of knowledge, but you're so willing to share it. And that's true of everyone in this fight, and that all of the young people are so excited to be working together and be sharing that it really does feel like a truly welcoming space where you can do things like reach out to folks about getting involved and everything else. And is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I totally like resonate with what you were just saying about everyone in the youth climate movement just being so like welcoming and lovely. And it's like truly such a great community to be a part of. And also I think like I would add on that note, you were talking about like feeling intimidated by other people. And I think that's something that we try and encourage in the youth climate movement is just that, that like you have power as an individual to create change. And that, I think that's why, like, there are so many like slightly intimidating people within the youth climate movement, because there's a lot of like young people doing really amazing work, but, just that you can do it too. And, that truly everybody is really lovely to work with.
Yeah, no, could not agree more. So to close us out today, Anya has already shared our fantastic recommendation of the month, which is to sign the sign-on letter towards the Maine Climate Council. Again, this is an international global measure that we're trying to pressure folks in Maine. So that's going to be a great action to take this month. And in closing, just want to thank you all so much for listening today. Please keep listening and sharing this podcast. Last month on our first episode, we had a listen all the way in Sweden. So very exciting. So yeah, keep listening. And thank you so much for joining us today and getting to know a little bit more about Anya.
Thanks so much for having me.